This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden will hold bilateral talks on Thursday with Israeli officials in Jerusalem, where the two allies are expected to declare a united stand on common foe Iran. The two nations are expected to unveil a joint declaration cementing their close military ties and strengthening past calls to take military action against Iran's growing nuclear program. Israel has said both countries would commit to using all elements of their national power against the Iranian nuclear threat. In an interview with Israeli television Wednesday, Biden said he'd be willing to use force as a last resort against Iran. Israel was a major critic of the international agreement signed in 2015 between Iran and a group of world powers that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the deal in 2018. Authorities in South Africa have arrested the owner of a bar and two employees in connection with the deaths of 21 teenagers who lost their lives at a tavern last month under mysterious circumstances. Vicky Stark reports from Cape Town, South Africa.
A team of detectives working on the case made the arrests. Officials say the three suspects face charges of violating the Liquor Act, while a forensic investigation into the cause of the deaths continues. The two employees, ages 33 and 34, have been fined $118, while the owner must appear in court for his alleged role in selling alcohol to minors. The 21 youths, the youngest of whom was just 13 years old, died in the early hours of Sunday, June 26th. Some had been celebrating the end of mid-year exams. There is speculation they ingested something poisonous or were the victims